Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that to get where you want to be, you have to first believe. You have to secondly detest mediocrity. And you have to pursue fulfillment and happiness over comfort and security. Especially in today's world. As it has gotten easier, it has gotten harder. As it has gotten easier for us to live, for us to do what we now call normal things, it's become harder to get ahead. Because what was good is now average. As the world opens up, the competition gets tighter, the distractions get more, and as the distractions get more and more and stronger, then we go right back to the normal thing. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Not because they're doing something to stop the poor from getting richer, because the poor is being busy doing something that stops them from getting richer. So money matters. Let's talk about some money matters. And we either are blinded to these or we get blindsided by them. We either are blinded to these issues of money and how corporation works and how business work and how the marketplace work, or we get blindsided by it. I think I mentioned this case before where a friend of my wife who was living in New York State, working in New York State all his life, and he retired, got his Social Security, and went off to live in Florida. And when his Social Security came, it was, I think, 20% less than what he was getting when he was in New York. So he raised the red flag, and they said to him that, "You're living in a cheaper state, so we have reduced the amount of money we give you." Now, people are shocked by these things. People think these things run on moral standards. But these things don't work that way. These things work on whose pockets it's lining, who get the benefit, where political alliances want resources to go, where business people want resources to go. In other words, the best realization to absorb and to adopt to ensure that these things don't blindside you is to understand that there's nothing set up out there to take care of you. It's the first realization. There's absolutely nothing set up to take care of you. The system has some built-in safe points that you might fall into. But any opportunity that the system gets or is allowed to wiggle its way out of that or to tweak that at its own convenience, it's going to do that. And the sad thing is that you can't do anything about it. You can do absolutely nothing about it. So therefore, your duty is not to complain and whine and fuss and worry about it. Those are things that are out of your control. Policies and government situations and marketplace conditions and inflation and the real estate market and all these things will do what they do that they have proven to do over recorded history, the time of recorded history. It's not new. The same things happen all over and over again every time. So there ain't nothing anybody can do to stop it. What you must do is find your controllables and optimize them. Find the things you can control and ensure that you pull these into your favor as much as you humanly can. That love for self that people talk about all the time, you must add future to it. Love for your future self. When you're old, will you have the stamina? Will you have the tolerance to be skimming down aisles trying to find a $2 bargain or something that is 50 cents less Or do you want to pick up what you want and go about your business? Do you want to be locked up in the house watching the horrible news? Or you want to take a vacation and go in nature and enjoy life? Do you want to watch your grandkids, want things, want opportunity, want a helping hand, and you're unable to do so? What will you be able to do later on in your life? And how are you setting up yourself to do that now when it comes on to money? What's your money plan? We all know, and you can go research it, these are the days when everything is out there, that the trading time for money concept has been proven to be the worst way to try to build wealth. It doesn't work. Oh, everybody can't be business people. I get it. I know people who work themselves into investment schemes and into real estate deals and find a way to have some additional income coming in. And I always say, they can decide how much they pay you, but no one can decide how much you make, how much you earn. You can earn more. You can get paid to do the same things that you're doing at your job without your job paying you for it and the many other skills you have. But it's not going to come to you. You have to create the system and this way to make it happen. And you have to first go research it and get the information. 95% of the people who are saying it can't be done, it never happened, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, have never tried. And even if they tried, they've never made a real effort and they've never done the research and they don't do the work. What we would like to do is we would like for things to change, but for us to remain the same. So we want to get money. We want to have the big house. We want to have the big bank account. We want to have the nice cars and a nice vacation. But what we would like to do, we would like to go to the job, complain, do the work, come back home, sit, watch TV, talk to our friends, go on social media, fool around, go out. And we expect these things, to do these things and get ourselves to another position. And then we're expecting, oh, we should win a lot and we should do these things. And we look out at other people doing it and we think, oh, you know, it just happened for them. It doesn't work like that. So, truth be told, we are not participating in our own freedom. We don't want to do anything about that. We've settled and we've become entitled and we think that these things fall into place but in us by osmosis. Like it should happen for us and we should get this and we should have this and it would be nice if we have this. Not exploring the opportunities and the capabilities we have to create it for ourselves. So I'm just giving you this message to ensure that you first go get the money information so you're not blinded back to it, and go get the money plan going so that you're not blindsided by life. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next podcast.